Taking estrogen after menopause, does it solve all the problems of postmenopausal women? Or does it poison you and give you cancer? For the past 60 years, women have been hearing both of these points of view. So what do we know today? I'm Dr. Kirtley Parker-Jones, professor of OBGYN at University of Utah Healthcare, and this is The Scope.
Medical news and research from University of Utah physicians and specialists you can use for a happier and healthier life. You're listening to The Scope.
In the 1950s and 60s, women were told that postmenopausal estrogen would make them feminine forever. In the 70s, they were told it would give them uterine cancer. In the 80s and 90s, we were told that it would keep our hearts healthy, our bones strong, and help our hot flushes and sex lives. But we needed to add another hormone, progestin, if we had a uterus to protect us against uterine cancer. In 2000, we were told that it would increase the risk of heart disease, breast cancer, blood clots, and stroke, so we shouldn't take it, or at least for just a short time. This pill is good. This pill is bad. This pill is just right. Goldilocks does menopause. Put on your thinking cap and get ready to do the numbers. One, since 1976, almost 250,000, that's a big number, a quarter of a million, nurses have been recruited into the Nurses Health Study to follow women as they age and see what contributes to health and what to illness. Hormone replacement was associated with a healthier heart, better bones, less colon cancer, more blood clots, and more breast cancer. Women starting hormones by choice were in their early 50s. In the women who elected to take estrogen, there was one fewer heart attacks per 1,000 women per year, one fewer bone fractures, one fewer colon cancers. There was one more breast cancer per 1,000 women per year and one more blood clot per 1,000 women per year. Okay, got your numbers? In the mid-90s, about 10,000 women, a big number, who were mostly healthy and on average 62 years of age, were randomized to taking estrogen and progestin every day, and they didn't know what they were taking, or did their doctors, or placebo. They were followed for about 5 years. The results were the same, except there was one more heart disease per 1,000 women per year in the hormone group, instead of one less. But the women were older. And there were no extra deaths in women who took estrogen or who didn't. So what is Goldilocks to do? If Goldilocks is having troublesome hot flushes, night sweats, or vaginal dryness, and she doesn't have a contraindication to estrogens like breast cancer or blood clots, she should do what makes her feel better. Estrogens and progestins, to protect the uterus, is associated with 3 to 4 more bad things per 1,000 women per year, and 3 to 4 more good things per 1,000 women per year. So it comes out about equal. And for women with estrogen-related symptoms, their quality of life is a lot better. But estrogens after menopause will not make Goldilocks thinner or fatter or more likely to look like Suzanne Summers, who's had a lot of help, will not solve global warming or congressional bad behavior, but she will feel better and be able to sleep well and think more clearly about these problems. This is Dr. Kirtley Jones, and thanks for joining us on The Scope.
We're your daily dose of science,
conversation,
medicine. This is The Scope.
University of Utah Health Sciences Radio.